Okay, hello everyone. So I am not a fan, or let me rephrase that. I am not in the Rihanna army. I love her music down. I do want to go to a Rihanna concert because I just think it has to be good vibes. Like, I'm not there for the vocals, I'd be there for the visuals, I'd be there for the energy. I think it's amazing how charitable she is and that she has created one of the most successful makeup lines ever. And she chose to cater to all the dark-skinned women who are overlooked. Fenty makeup came out with 40 shades. And then all of a sudden, Kylie Jenner started providing more shades. But dark-skinned women typically are overlooked in the makeup industry. They don't really, the darker you are, the more difficult it is to find a shade that matches you because your shade doesn't exist. The industry has ignored you. So, anyways, shout out to Rihanna for just being so inclusive with her makeup. And she's a billionaire and she's crushing it. And she likes to give back to the community and likes to highlight causes. I mean, I like her. I do, but I'm not a part of the Rihanna army, and I do not understand why she's coming out with a hairline when the bitch stays in a wig or weave. So Rihanna took out her fake hair to go to the red carpet, not to promote her new hairline, but to go to the red carpet. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess. I'm sorry, y'all, but Beyonce's sacred line? I'm obsessed. I love the scent of Beyonce's sacred hairline. Now, I remember saying that if it smells good, I'm going to be a fan because I could really be a basic ass bitch like that, where if something smells good, that's good enough for me. But I'm sorry, the quality of Beyonce's hair care line blows my mind. It is the very first time in my life that I'm able to completely run my hand, or sorry, hands through my hair after shampooing it. No problem. No resistance. That them shits just gliding right on through just off of the shampoo, not even the conditioner. I mean, she put together a solid product. I don't know how Rihanna's line stacks up. But I'm loyal to Sacred. I love it. It took a while for me to buy it. I really was one of those people who needed to see Beyonce's hair to buy it. I saw Beyonce put out the video of her hair getting washed and dried and straightened, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy this shit straight up. And Beyonce, obviously, she doesn't have 4C texture hair. The Caucasian genes come through so strong in her hair, her complexion, the shade of her eyes and her hair. The bitch is part white. Like, you take one look at her, Beyonce looks half white, needless to say. But still, I remember when Beyonce cut her hair to about 2 inches long total, and that was straight flat iron, so like 1 inch. After and she did it after Jay-Z cheated on her, which is what everybody needs to do, get a new hairstyle, you know, when they're going through relationship trauma or drama. And then now her hair goes to her ass. So I was like, let me check out this Sacred because I trust Beyonce to put out a quality product, especially because with all of Tina Knowles's knowledge being a hairdresser and all that. So I'm sold on Sacred. I have no desire to try Rihanna's new hair care line. And she doesn't, like, truth be told, she doesn't really have the hair that makes me say, okay, this product works. Her hair is very short, which is fine. She's a cute girl. She's pretty. She's beautiful. But Beyonce put out a very good product. Go get some Sacred right now if you haven't already. And I bought the travel size essentially. So when Sacred was put out and Kim's skincare line was similar, you had to buy the big product, multiple ounces, and was very expensive. But now the products I have, I think they're all like 2.5 ounces. And girl, like, I'm hooked. I need to use it more often. I need to really get into it and use all the products, like the rice water and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't do it all, but the little I do, I'm very pleased with the results as far as how my hair feels. It feels absolutely incredible with Sacred. So I'm not finna try Rihanna's line. But anyways, Rihanna is also talking about her music with her bitch ass. So Rihanna on the red carpet, I think it was on the red carpet for her hairline, she said, quote, "Now I'm prepared to go back in the studio starting over, but I don't want to neglect the songs I have. I want to actually go back and listen to stuff with new ears, with new perspective, and then see what applies and what I am still in love with." Okay. Rihanna has been talking about this album for nearly a decade. I guess it was like, I don't know, 8 years. I don't want to think it's that long, but somebody said 8 years. I think it's, or I saw an article. I think it's been 8 years. Let me go to my Spotify since this bitch put out her album. Why are we talking about it still? What are we doing? What are we doing here, Rihanna? Like, talk is cheap, bitch. Exactly. It's been 8 years since Rihanna came out with Anti, and she's still talking about it. Still talking about new music. Like, I guess she had to because nobody will stop asking her about it, but I wish the bitch would shut up and say, "You will get me new music when you get new music." Because I'm tired of it. And here's the problem. Rihanna has taken nearly a decade off, or it'll probably be a decade by the time her new album drops, if it drops. And so that's too much anticipation. It's too much anticipation from the fans. If you take a decade to put out a record, people are expecting it to be worth the time that they had to wait for it. And I think that Anti is her best album, and I don't really know if she could top that. Somebody like Beyoncé is such an innovator and loves to switch it up and change up her style and really push the envelope, like Renaissance. I think Renaissance, nothing will ever come close to Renaissance, but the point is, like, Beyoncé still puts out really good music. Rihanna needs to shut up. I just don't like, bitch, come out with like, okay, so Rihanna has her makeup line, her shoe line, hair care line. She has fragrances, as far as I could recall, or I could be wrong. Bitch, go ahead and put out like nails, like Nicki Minaj, or eyelashes. Fucking, what else kind of product? Go ahead and put out cookware. Like, I don't care. Shut up. Drop the album or shut up. And I really want to understand why she's coming out with a hair care line. I want to understand. Like, there's so many other things to do for a money grab. I personally am not really eager to try the products of someone who is only in wigs and extensions, and then when they show us their real hair, it's like 2 inches long. I'm good. And don't take this as hate. I'm just saying, I wouldn't even say any of this if Rihanna had already put out an album. It didn't make us wait 10 years for it. But I just feel like her attention and priorities are elsewhere. So just be honest and be like, the album's coming when it comes. I just don't appreciate like 8 years of teasers. But still, like I said, I want to go to her show. I will listen to her album. I'm not hating. I'm over it. I'm over hearing about an album that's not coming out. Be like Beyoncé, like live in the studio basically, and just keep hitting us with new music all the time. Do like that. Is that hard, too much to ask for? Okay, you guys, I just wanted to throw up an episode because I hadn't done one since I talked about Bennifer and their demise, which I don't know. I'm really so embarrassed for Jennifer and for Jennifer Lopez, and I'm not embarrassed for Ben Affleck because I don't think anybody gives a shit. And this is supposed to be like, I guess, Jennifer's fourth divorce or something. But anyways, y'all, love you. Talk to you soon.